Thanks, guys. Let's start things off in the association. Earlier this season, the 76ers were busy telling former head coach Randy Ayers, "You're fired." But much like the Donald on the final episode of The Apprentice, they're now saying "You're hired" instead. The struggling 76ers announced the hiring of former Celtics coach Jim O'Brien as their new head man. O'Brien replaces Chris Ford, who was promoted from assistant on an interim basis after Ayers was let go in February. O'Brien stepped down as coach of the Celtics on January 27th after clashing with Danny Ainge, the team's executive director of basketball operations. In other NBA news, when Hubie Brown accepted the coaching job in Memphis last year, he was afraid his old style of coaching would not mesh with today's players. Well, it's safe to say Brown has been proven wrong. Reports out of Memphis say the 70-year-old Brown will be named the NBA's Coach of the Year today. Brown led the Grizz to their first 50-win season in franchise history and their first playoff berth, too. However, Brown and the young Grizzlies better get their act together. They currently trail the Spurs 2-0 in their best-of-7 playoff series. In playoff action tonight, Milwaukee faces Detroit, Miami hosts New Orleans, and the T-Wolves lock up with Carmelo Anthony and the Nuggets. The Pistons, Heat, and Wolves all lead their respective series 1-0. Over in the NHL, the Ottawa Senators just can't seem to figure out those pesky Maple Leafs. Joe Nieuwendyk's 2 goals led the Leafs to a 4-1 win over Ottawa, and in turn helped oust the Sens early from the big dance. The loss marks the 4th time in 5 years the Leafs eliminate Ottawa from the playoffs, and if that wasn't enough, the Sens are now 0-4 all-time in Game 7. With the win, Toronto will try to avenge last year's embarrassing loss to the Philadelphia Flyers. That series gets underway this Thursday. And while a 7 holds no luck for Ottawa, Barry Bonds seems to like it a lot. Last night in San Francisco, Bonds homered in his 7th straight game. The slugger can tie a major league record tonight if he homers against San Diego. Dale Long, Don Mattingly, and Ken Griffey Jr. all share a piece of the record. And finally, in local baseball action, the Sky Chiefs look to pick up their 3rd straight win tonight as they host Ottawa. Jason Arnold heads to the mound for the 7-6 Sky Chiefs, while the Lynx counter with right-hander Sean Bergman. Arnold has a tough act to follow from last night. Ready Justin Miller pitched 7 strong innings to lead Syracuse to a 4-3 victory over Ottawa at PNC. I'm Ariel Helwani, WERW Sports. The time is 8:03.